The number of doctors in training is increasing, and this is one of the ways we're tackling this. From 120 in training in 2009, to from 120 up to 258, so more than doubled to last year. There's further increases planned for this year. And critically, Deputy, we're working with the ICGP on bringing international GPs into the country, particularly, for example, in your own county. There are issues, and what the ICGP is looking to do is bring in GPs, including from South Africa, but critically support them in setting up in more rural areas, which is something that that we fully support and want to see more of. It's my understanding that the Irish Medical Council does not automatically recognise qualifications from Cuba, as indeed it doesn't for many countries around the world, but there is a process in place for such doctors to take exams and have their qualifications recognised. We're looking at bringing in GPs from around the world. We're not excluding Cuba. The HSC and the ICGP would welcome the inclusion of many countries. Cuba's no different. They've been doing a lot of work with.
We'll pick up the phone and talk.
They've been doing a lot of work with South Africa. They've been doing work with various South American countries and bringing GPs over. So there's no there's no such issue. And certainly the HSC and the ICGP can link in with you, Deputy, on the matter.
Well, if you linked in with the Cuban embassy, it would be better.
But